AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A report from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence found no evidence foreign actors changed votes or otherwise disrupted the voting process in last November's presidential election. The report says Russia and Iran tried to influence the election. Immigrant children who were at the Mexico border are being sent to the convention center in Dallas, Texas. Dave Woodyard is with the Catholic Charities of Dallas.
There's going to be some number of kids here this week, maybe a few dozen, maybe a few hundred. And then I think over time, it could be in the thousands plus.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas insists the situation at the border is under control, as he defended a policy of allowing teens and children crossing by themselves to remain in the U.S. This is Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy.
The main problem at the border right now is that the Biden administration doesn't want to enforce America's immigration laws. And it's choosing not to stop the flow of illegal immigration.
Mayorkas concedes a surge in the number of children, mostly from Central America, is a challenge for the Border Patrol and other agencies. The signature collection is ending in California. Governor Gavin Newsom appears ready to face a recall election.
We're going to fight it.
Newsom wants everything out in the open.
You have someone who's a member, proud member of the Three Percenters, an alt-right militia group, others that are devout conspiracy theorists that believe in QAnon. Another that literally supports the insurrection, supported it on January 6th.
Recall signature collections surged in the fall and winter in California as anger intensified about Newsom's handling of the pandemic. The White House says more than 22 million doses of coronavirus vaccines will be distributed in the next week, a new record in the U.S. President Biden wants all adults eligible for vaccination by May 1st. This is AP News. Researchers are looking into the effects the pandemic has had on cancer screenings.
Johns Hopkins University professor Dr. Otis Brawley has some grim numbers projected by the National Cancer Institute.
The shutdown in healthcare in March, April, and June of 2020 because of coronavirus was going to lead to 10,000 additional breast cancer deaths and 10,000 additional deaths from colorectal cancer by the end of this decade.
That was based, he says, on the suspension of screening as well as treatment in some cases. About 75 cancer organizations recently urged a return to pre-pandemic screening levels as soon as safely possible. I'm Shelley Adler.
A member says the Alaska Republican Party doesn't want Senator Lisa Murkowski to identify as GOP in next year's election after she voted to convict former President Donald Trump at his impeachment trial. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Hey, let's talk about something a lot of us deal with, thinning hair or hair loss. If that sounds familiar, CAPS has solutions. Their hair restoration treatments are personalized, designed to strengthen your existing hair, encourage regrowth, and improve scalp health. The providers at CAPS guide you every step of the way with advanced treatments for noticeable, long-lasting results. And when you book your first hair restoration appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
A burst pipe. A dead water heater. The AC calling it quits. Who do you call? HomeServe is an easy way to handle unexpected home repairs with plans covering stuff basic homeowners insurance usually won't. Instead of scrambling for a contractor, you make one call to get the repair process started. Join the millions of customers who trust HomeServe right now. Go to homeserve.com/podcast for 50% less your first year. That's homeserve.com/podcast. Savings compared to renewal price, void in Florida.